Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a blessing it is again to be able to speak to you about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't he wonderful? He is, and I hope you think he is, and I hope you love him and enjoy him. Well, listen, there's a great wee scripture, Romans 5 and verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith. Justified, by the way, that means to be declared just as if you've never sinned. Justified means to have all charges against you dropped. Justified means to be acquitted in God's courtroom. Declared not only innocent, but righteous. Therefore, being justified, how? By faith. That's how you receive it. What's the result? We have peace with God. Isn't that wonderful? Peace with God. You know, that's the only way that you get peace with God, or you receive the peace that has been accomplished by that one man, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Romans 5 and verse 1 is a marvelous text. It tells us that you cannot receive this peace by your own efforts. It's an impossible thing to get the peace of God by your own work. God's peace is a gift from him. He is the God of peace. But what does peace mean? What is it? Well, if you go to the dictionary, you'd see that peace means freedom from or cessation of war or hostilities. Or it could mean a quiet, undisturbed state in the individual. Or it could be freedom from mental or spiritual disturbance or conflict. Great meanings. But there are two different types of peace that the Bible talks about. We see that in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Jesus says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. And then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest. So you see, I'll give you rest, you'll find rest. There's a rest given, there's a rest found. There's a difference between those two. Oh yes, and to understand the difference, you can understand then Romans 5 and verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. So God is not telling us here in this scripture about his own peace with which he fills our hearts. I mean, that's wonderful. That's the result of having the peace of God. You see, peace with God in Romans 5, 1, the result of justification. The result of the work of Christ is the cessation of all hostilities between ourselves and God. Now, when you believe that, when you receive that, when you walk in that, yes, then your heart is flooded with a peace. Oh, a peace that passes all understanding. But the basis of that peace is that Jesus Christ himself has gone to the cross and shed his blood for sinners. He has taken responsibility for sinners, for people who don't deserve salvation. He has gone to the cross and died, and then he's risen again. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.